you. Morning. Wow. I don't remember how long or when was the last time that I was here, but obviously I think it was a while ago when I have a little more hair, and it was a black, probably. Thank you once again for having us. There's a lot of changes, a lot of news, but possible tonight I will share with you in the family and in our health as well. We here in Canada since April due to some issues with Lisa's mom and myself as well with my health after having this COVID in Bolivia that I was sick for quite a while, we decided to come. And I've been doing a checkup and different doctors and things like that that I will mention this evening in the Lord's will. I wish that it changed a little bit of thinking, well, why the Lord guide me to this passage, but things yesterday and this morning has happened. It's a lot of things that I don't know. I said, Lord, should I change it? Yesterday, I received the news of a brother, Ilde, who was one of the young guys in different camps that I was teaching and preaching there. And the last time that I was in that area where he lived, he introduced me his wife, recently married, and didn't have no children. But they were happy in the church and helping. He was helping another small group of people, assembly that raised, and that was driving his motorcycle. Well, yesterday, for whatever reason, or I don't know what happened, they found him. I had the video that I don't want to show you guys, laying on the road down there and with all the head bruises. So they brought to another place for checkup, a different checkup, and then this morning when I get up to see my emails and other stuff, I have the news that he had died last night. And then I come here, and this brother who you guys mentioned, so want to be with the Lord, you know. And now I start thinking, you know, wow. Our life is just hanging on a thread, you know, really fine thread at us. Now we need to think more and just be aware that it's just a way, you know. I was thinking and this and preparing all this time and reading is in John that I want you to go with me, 7:37. And the Lord gave there a great invitation. That invitation we should keep in mind and do it as well. As one of the brothers was this morning in the communion, he was saying, do we take serious who Jesus is? And he said, it also do really believe. The Bible said in John 7:37, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow river of living water. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Lord, we give you thanks. And the reason that we all gather together always is you. And we thank you for the willingness of coming and dying to save us. Bless this word to our heart this morning, so not only can we have a knowledge of belief, but a heart of belief, an obedient belief. We pray all the things in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord only can satisfy our thirsty soul. The Lord only can satisfy our thirsty soul. This passage is tied as well to Zechariah 14. That we don't have the time, but we will read it a little bit of that. Is that the Feast of the Tabernacle. You know, the well-known feast that was celebrated for seven days. And usually the people, they were supposed to be joyful feasts. And usually the Jewish people, they move out of their homes and build another little house or stucco down there or hay or something that they pass the days there outside their home to remember the forefathers that they were in the wilderness with no houses and no land, you know, walking through the desert there. So there was a something that the Lord wanted to provide for them to think. And this is the same for us, you know. We have this communion and usually what the Lord wants is just our fragile mind. It's easy to forget things. Wow. I don't know, probably I am the only one that forget things. I don't remember what I ate last week. And you know, and I have now write a lot more things that I used to because my mind, I don't remember. I don't remember passages that I memorize. It has to go back again and back again. So the Lord somehow did provide something that it will help us with our mind to remember. And this is one of the things that we do the communion just to remember, you know, what the Lord has done. And another time we do with pictures, you know. Some of us that we have been married for quite a while, I don't remember when I was married, how it looked like and all of this, and until I got to the picture. Oh, well, what is a great day it was, all the leaf with this color or whatever, you know. You're just trying to remember things of the. And this is some that we go and go time after time. So the Feast of the Tabernacle was that idea, to help the Israelite to remember how the forefathers were in the past. And then when the Israelite passed the Jordan River, you know this part too, that the Lord said to the Israelites, to the Joshua, when the priests stay with the feet get wet down there in the river, the river will divide, and you guys will go through dry river there. But when they pass all of them, you gotta come back and get each of you, each of the leaders of the tribe, gotta get some stone. A big rock, a stone, and carry it with you at the other side and build an altar. Put this thing together. For what? So the children, your children will ask you, well, grandpa or dad, what about, what it means this thing? What is this? Or, and they will remember. So they help. So this is the idea of this feast. Anyway, it was a lot more details of this feast. You know, they have to carry water from one place to another, and they had to sing some song as well. They had to recite some passage of the songs down there, and all of that. There was a feast that they will remember as well. The how the Lord provide for them in this land. They had to bring it the fruit of the land. You know, they had to be a joyful time. Well, this is difficult for Christian to be joyful. You guys are like that now. Serious, you know. They had to be joyful. This part of the feast that we will do, or we will have in heaven. This is why I told you it's related to Zechariah 14. Anyway, it was a time, a joyful time when they have to remember the faithfulness of God over the year. So they brought this offering. Even they brought some fruit of the land for that time, for that feast. You know, they have to be down there 7 days. So the last day, the last day, finishing the feast of that time, the 7 day, it was a dramatic in particular for the people who repeated, it was a processional time that they go 7 times. Like when they were in Jericho, you know, around the walls of Jericho 7 times. This time they have to be also 7 times. And that was, in that they were saying, and they have palm trees palm branches in their hands and other branches just while they were walking, you know, they were very joyful. That was supposed to be. The feast will apparently symbolize our joys as well, like that, in liberty through the wilderness experience of life in the glorious provision of God. That this provision will be the Lord Jesus, who we celebrate this morning, this provision will be for all eternity. You know, we are people of thirsty, of hunger for something always in life. You know, when we are young men, we just want to be, we are thirsty, we like to be rich. When we are rich later on, we don't know what to do with what we have or what the Lord provides. And then when we don't have a car, we want a neighbor pass by or another guy pass by with the nicest new car. We want to have that things too. We are that our soul is hunger for something in life. I don't know if you notice. So the Lord come in the last day of that joyful time when they were celebrating and offered them something that they would really satisfy their thirst, the thirsty soul. And they said, come, they said. The pastor said that then the Lord, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Is anyone? It's an open invitation to anyone who is willing to come. But not everyone is willing to come. And then the second passage said, the verse, sorry, he who believes in me. So the Lord Jesus Christ is a source of life. Who come, if you thirsty or something in life, he said, come to me. Source of life. And this is, look at the water. He does exactly what the water does for us too. If we are thirsty, obviously we just go and drink, you know, and we satisfies, we're okay. But the water does other things. It cleans and purifies something, you know. When we have, I saw my wife, we have the vegetable, buy this vegetable, the first thing to go home and clean. you know, put it on the water or whatever, dust down there, some other stuff to clean. And the water is refreshed as well. Well, wow. I don't drink a cold water, but she cannot drink it. Warm or natural water, it's got to be cold, they said. I don't know. Anyway, the water is refreshed. That's the idea of satisfies and that is, and then energize as well the water. So look, we're going to move this, whatever the natural water does, with what is the invitation of the Lord saying to us, is anyone a thirsty, come to me. So now I wanna talk a little bit about thirsty. We're thirsty for. We are people that we never satisfied with nothing. Oh man, it was a young guy there. Eliezer, that one day I arrived to one place and he was drunk, and I was preaching down there. He was saying yes and yes. Yes, by the end of the service, of something at the meeting down there, I said, if anyone want to come, he's to the Lord, he can come. The guy said, yes, I want to go. So he was drunk, he came in front, and he was still there while I was talking, you know what I'm saying. Anyway, the story goes that the next day he came back, and he said, I remember what I did, what I said. I clearly remember. Even I was drunk, but I remember. Anyway, you know, start crying, and suddenly he said this, and I was there 3 or 4 days, and he said, I want to go with you as a missionary. What? No, you got to come back to your people and evangelize and tell them about, no, I want to come back. I want to go with you, because if I stay, I will go back again drunk and all. Anyway, with the story goes on and on, that we help him with a lot of things and everything. When he had something, he didn't have nothing at all. But when the Lord provided a little house and a little dogs and this and this and a motorcycle or something, he went back to drink. Because it was not satisfied. So I said, Eliezer, what is wrong with you? The Lord will not satisfy what you're looking for. And he said, you know what I went? What happened? I just went to the wrong path again. Because we start thirsted for activities. The first thing is, oh, she's going to be involved in something. And we go to the wrong way instead of the activity of getting involved. As I heard this morning saying as well, we like to serve you, Lord, one brother mentioned. Well, wow, great. Why we don't get in that activity? If we are looking for something in that activity, how can I be part of it? Observing, how can I help other people? How can I get involved in the neighborhood or telling my work co-workers, my classmates, whatever, about the Lord? We're thirsty for enjoyment. This is a big deal. Wow, enjoyment, you know, and you ask a group of people that go somewhere or ask, oh, that was, I enjoy there. That's really what you're looking for? You know, we come to the church. We come to the Lord. And you know this. You come to serve Him and to worship Him. A lot of people lie and say, oh, I don't like to go to that church or that assembly because I don't like the choruses that they sing, the songs that they sing. I don't like it. Those people, what do they come for? To the church. They come for the people. How in the world they said that they come to serve or praise the Lord? You come to the church because you want to meet the Lord. You come to the service of the community because you want to remember Him. But it's not the other brother. He may look like he didn't have a coffee in the morning or something, whatever, that's okay. But you come here to meet the Lord. And worship Him. You don't come because of the other. So enjoyment, even if it's hard, that's why they said that you make a sacrifice to serve the Lord. Because, you know, sometimes I want to stay sleeping until 9 or 10 in the morning. I have to get up, you know, sacrifice. And you do it this sometime in your normal life. I know that some of you, well, my brother Jake, I don't know where it is. His son said that he moved to the state. But he was a farmer. He the son found him working, and the son said when he was working, and you know all of this thing. But it's enjoy those things. Sometimes it has to do it because it has to do it. But the enjoyment that you need it is to find in the Lord. You may not like it what we do at the service, or you may not like it the song that we sing. You may not like it whatever. You come because you want to meet the Lord and worship Him and Him alone. And the people, we are thirsty for power. Oh, wow. That is another big deal in churches that I noticed. I'm not here in Bolivia, I'm talking. Oh, if they don't put it as an elder, oh, I'm leaving the church because I'm not an elder. Oh, if they don't count on me as a big brother or big something, I'm leaving because where do you think I am? You know, I want the power. I want to say who the money goes to, who we're going to give offering and this and that and all of this. We like them. We enjoy, we said that we thirsted for power. But as I was listening, some of the brothers that came here, that the Lord make us priests and kings. So you have the power already. You're a king. You are a priest to serve the Lord. So you don't need to look for, you don't need to be served for more. Oh, you know, oh.
It's a bit loose.
It would not explode, does it? Okay,
no,
go
not
ahead.
Not yet. Sorry about that.
Thank you. It will not be a hole here on the ground, too, that I will disappear? As soon as I have 5 minutes on that, bro, brother. I get too excited sometimes when I was, and I have a, I'm not even started yet. But you know, that Christianity is not just in head and think and some. Christianity, I'm talking more about practicing, about people seeing that I am a different guy, a different person. This is what Christianity is all about. And we go on, and you know, we thirst for the love of others. Well, people that, oh, and they love me, and they don't like me at this church, and now, oh, they on and gone. And we go on and all of these things, brother. And we completely misunderstand what it means, Christianity, or what it means, follow the Lord, or what it means, be committed to Him. One of the brothers that came here too as well, he said that when the Lord is beside, and then, the Lord and then Caiaphas, or not quite sure where he put it, but he said what you will answer to the Lord or to God. And something clear, he said, He changed my life. He just gave me light. I was in darkness, and I'm now light. This is Christianity. So you're not thirsty for anything else in this life except how to please the Lord, how to follow Him. So He said, come unto me, and whoever is thirsty of something, and you check your life. What are you thirsty for? What are you looking for? He said, come unto me, and you will never be thirsty again. And this is related to the belief, so I have to jump. This is tied to the belief. The second passage, the second verses that we read, it says, he who believes in me. That believe is just not knowledge. Actually, believe is the same word for commit, commitment. When you marry something, you just said right, you just love and you are getting married, and the priest is saying whatever it's saying, you don't care about this, whatever it's saying, you says hurry up, because no, it's a commandment. What you are doing now, and it is a commandment. It's something that you stay with what you said. This believe, the word commit is pisteuon in Greek. It's the same word for believe, episteson. And these are titles words. So it means when you believe in the Lord, you commit to what you say. So the saving faith is just not head knowledge. Oh, I believe. There's a lot of people in Bolivia. When I go in you know, share, and I said that you know about God and Allah, oh yeah, I know. I heard of this and that. That you believe. Yeah. I believe it came in this and that. This is, I heard that. But do you want to commit your life to Him? Oh no. Not there. I believe. I know that He came. I know that He died and all, but this is not just a commandment that I want to do. It's not a mental conviction or intellectual only knowledge. It's a fact that you believe and you obey because you commit yourself to what you're saying, that you believe. The saving faith is a commandment. It's a commandment. And it's a present commandment. I believe today. And tomorrow, I believe tomorrow. And then the next, I believe, is a present. It's not that I said, I believe in the past. I remember I did believe 40, 50 years ago, and now I don't. No, it's a present time, always. So the saving faith is a commandment of a man, total being. In life to Jesus Christ. It's a commandment to all what it is and what he has to the Lord Jesus, everything he possesses. The man trusts Jesus to take care of his past sin, his present sin or welfare, and his future destiny. He entrusts the whole life being possession into Jesus' hand. He laid himself upon Jesus, keeping confiding in him about his daily necessity, acknowledging him in all the way of his life, to follow Jesus in every area and his every details of life, seeking his instructions and leaving his welfare up to him. This is simply a commandment of a saving faith. So, the Lord help us to when we said that we believe in Him, our life is a commandment. It's something that is ready to obey His command. This brother Ilda that I said he I don't know, and there was a lot of messages already saying, oh, it's in better place in the hands of God and this and that. And I am wondering, wow, Lord, it is really true. I did it with that hope that this brother who you guys know, he's saying, I just want to be with my Lord. Let me go. Wow. Others of us, was it possible, would say, no, Lord, yet I have a lot of things to do, and I have a lot. That the Lord help us to believe as a commandment, that it will be anywhere, anytime, and with everything what the Lord has given to us, our life and whatever else it comes with. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks for your word that is always something that we can stand, rest upon, and trust that you will fulfill what you have said. And we pray for this brother, Ilde, and his family too, that his family who's left behind, and his wife also. And we pray for this brother here in the chapel too, the sick and others were mentioned, Lord, that you know them as well. We pray for them, that you help them, provide for them whatever they need. And for our brothers and sisters also here, that we seriously think, and if we say that we believe in you, we are ready to commit our life to you. We prayed all the things in Jesus' name. Amen.